Glenn Wright and several other incumbents had no challengers running against them on the ballot this year. Wright did have a write-in opponent, Josh Mann, appear at the 11th hour. Wright said that, in fact, he liked having to work on a campaign dealing with the issues.
It's good to have conversations on issues during a campaign, so it forced me to get online, you know, create a website, go out and knock on doors, speak at community events, and it's something we should be doing every election. And I salute Josh for filing as a write-in because it made me work a little harder.
Mann succeeded in getting about 1,000 write-in votes. Wright talked about the issues he wants to focus on in his next term.
The main reason I wanted to stay on the council for another 4 years is to promote our renewable energy and carbon footprint issues. And I've also been working heavily on the forest fire protection issues with the National Forest Rangers.
During Wednesday's agenda, the council voted 4-1 to send a letter with recommendations for a proposal from Governor Gary Herbert for a Utah-specific plan to manage the roadless areas of the National Forest. Wright said while they want to curb fire danger, they're concerned about the motives of other jurisdictions in the state.
A little bit afraid that some of the other counties really want to essentially rip up the roadless rule. We have different opinion on it, and at least four of us do that. We want to create some restoration areas in our part of the National Forest because of all the damage that has occurred from beetle kill up there, and the drying climate, the warming climate is causing much higher forest fire issues for the county. We're very concerned about protecting the watershed, and if you look at what's happened in some very large forest fires, the debris flow after those fires could have just catastrophic consequences on some of our communities. I would be particularly concerned in the Oakley and Camas area with the debris runoff.
In other business, the council approved a grant of $500,000 to help purchase a conservation easement for the Oscarthorpe Farm along Old Ranch Road. This followed many months of discussions between the county, the Oscarthorpe family, and the Summit Land Conservancy.
In my nearly 2 years on the council, what I'm finding is that any kind of land use negotiation takes a long time. We went back and forth with the Oscarthorpes and Summit Land Conservancy for quite a while, and I think we're all happy now with the results of our conversation.
And what do residents get out of it in terms of public access?
There will be very little public access to this land. This land is an agricultural preservation agreement, and it's basically just to take development rights off the land so there will never be a housing development there, but the Oscarthorpe family can continue to farm the property.
Summit County Council member Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.